Streets 94.5. What's up? Who's on the line?
It's Brandon. How you doing? What's happening?
Hey, Brandon. Good morning. What can we do for you?
Hey, man. I was calling in because I had this young lady I'm looking for, right?
Okay.
She's come to the spot, man, and keep it real clean, keep it real nice, man. But for some reason, I can't find this thing no more, man. And I'm really looking, man. Hoping y'all can help my pimp and look for her.
She must stop answering your phone calls or something, Brandon. How come you can't talk to her?
I don't know, man. I've been calling from different numbers and everything, man. She ain't been picking up, though.
Oh, my God.
You didn't give your tax money, did you?
No, but I left a little something laying around she might have picked up, but I don't think that would help.
Oh, Lordy, wow. Lordy, Lordy. Okay, so listen. We want to go ahead and give her a call, okay? So tell us, what's her name?
Demetria.
Now listen, Brandon. Is there anything you think you could have did to make this woman not want to come around no more? Because you sound like a 1970 pimp.
Nah, man, it ain't that like that, man. She just keeps spot so nice, I really need her.
Okay, all right, Brandon.
Y'all help me, man. Help me out, though.
We're going to get on the phone for you, okay, Brandon? Just make sure you don't say nothing, okay?
Nathaniel.
All right, let's get on the line, Shawty. But I'm telling you right now, if we get Demetria on the phone and she says she just didn't take his, like, personality, I would understand.
I don't think this is a complete fool. I don't know what we are in store for.
He is a mess. Let's just...
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Can I speak with Demetria?
This is she.
Demetria, hi. This is Mo Quick from the Streets Morning Takeover. I got Young Jock and Shawty on the line. We actually got your name from someone who's looking for you. Do you have time to speak?
I do, but I'm looking.
Well, his name is Brandon, and he said that you guys got close. You've been dating for some time, and now you just simply won't answer his phone calls.
He said you clean a good crib.
He said you like to keep his house straight.
Oh, wow. That sounds deeper than what it really is what you're saying, though. Like, I just was cleaned up a little bit over there. But he was cool. We hung out for a little while, and, you know, we were mostly his house and stuff like that. But, you know, when I would go over there, I'm just the kind of person that likes to keep things clean. So, you know, I clean up for him a little bit around the house and everything, and he's appreciative of it. But the last time I seen him, I went over there and, you know, I asked, can I go ahead and do his laundry for him? Because it just was piling up every time I was over there. Mm. And,
found a condom.
Yeah, did you find a condom?
I just saw some unsanitary type things. I know you're going to see stuff when you do people's laundry, but, he just, I don't know, let's just say he makes a mess.
He make a mess. Like his drawers were sticky, he even obviously pleasuring himself or something?
Nah, more like he ain't wiping all the way.
Ooh,
I don't really know. But
so, like boo-boo streaks?
Yes.
Nah.
Well, we are number one in the streets, so.
Shut up, Charlie. Wait a minute.
Not
so you found
two,
boo-boo
though.
Streaks in this grown man's drawer. So, okay, you found boo-boo streaks as you cleaned the house, and I am to assume you just kept quiet about it because he acting like he don't know.
I did. I mean, I put that to the side. I didn't have no gloves on or nothing. So, I mean, I did the best I could to, you know, clean up and finish the night or whatever. But, no, after that, I chose not to speak any further because, I mean, I don't know how to talk to a grown man about something like that.
You know, every man has streaks every now and then.
Oh, is this true? That's pretty gross. I don't really inspect, but maybe we might find something different. Have you ever seen this in anyone else you've dated, Demetria?
No, and that was another thing. Like, I mean, the guys before that have been very, very cleanly, so I don't give him no pass whatsoever.
Oh,
that's just inappropriate.
All right.
Like, and then it's more than one pair.
Oh, Lord. Demetria, listen, we have Brandon on the line. We did not tell you, I apologize, but he's been listening the whole time. Brandon, please, what is going on with your butt? Literally.
You know, I'm kind of stunned by this one.
Are you embarrassed, Brandon?
Yeah, I'm totally embarrassed about this one, but hey.
So you got
it. Yeah, I caught me off guard with them, baby. I wish you would have came to me personally after a phone call and told me this.
I don't really know how to talk to a grown man about something like that. Wow. And I mean, even if you fixed it, I wasn't going to be feeling comfortable after that point. Like, that was going to stay on my mind. So, Man, but I guess I should have told you for future reference, and I'm glad you know now, you know, women are going to come in your house and look at things, and you don't want them kind of problems. I don't know what's going on with you, but I guess I should have told you instead of the radio.
I think it's the detox what you turned me on to, too, also. The cleaning system, what you put me on.
It could be, but you got to keep yourself clean through whatever you're going through, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because honestly, Brandon, you are grown, honey. So even if you are going through whatever it is, you tell them you can't wipe your butt.
Just tell her, it ain't no reason for having streaks, man. We all have them sometimes.
You got to take,
you got to take them drawers and ball them up and throw them away when that happens. Right then, so nobody see them.
Oh, that's a bit embarrassing. Okay, well, listen, you know, I hope you guys are able to come to a conclusion. And maybe if Brandon, if you decide that you want to continue to see Demetria after she has openly embarrassed you on this platform, without her knowing, of course, that you want to see her, maybe you'll decide to clean your butt a little bit more often. Demetria, if you decide to take him back and you can accept him for the things he does or does not clearly do, you know, maybe you guys can move forward. What are you thinking?
Flushable wet wipes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too. Maybe by the toilet side. But they don't have it out in public, so what are you going to do then?
That's a fool. I'll come up with something.
Demetria, how you feeling about his situation that he thinks is handled?
I'm glad he got a solution for his situation, but I'm gonna stay out of it, and you know, it'll be better for you next time with somebody that never knew anything about this if you can, you know, clear it up.
Girl,
just pull up and show me how you want me to go about it, babe.
Pull up.
I'm not gonna be able to do that.
Yeah, I didn't think she was. All right, Brandon, listen, we appreciate you for calling. Demetria, we appreciate you for staying on the phone and talking it out with them. Atlanta, you know this is your time. Tell us what you think about Brandon and Demetria.
Wow. 404-352-0945.